Westlock. After growing up in the grocery aisles at Sobeys, Jason Vesely is working to continue his parents' legacy in Westlock. The 26-year-old franchise operator in training at Westlock Sobeys was recently recognized for his leadership and hard work by Canadian Grocer magazine as one of 22 young leaders across the country and was presented with the Canadian Grocer's 2022 Generation Next Award. The award is presented to suppliers and retailers under 40, who demonstrate a commitment to working in grocery and involvement in the industry or their community. It is an honor that Vesely was humbled to receive. "It's nice to have the recognition, but it's incredible to have it this young," said Vesely, noting what he loves about his job. "It's seasonal, it's always changing, and every day is different. You're always gearing up for something new and there's always new products, new innovations, new trends." In addition to his experience at the store, Vesely has a bachelor's degree in commerce from McEwen University, 2019, and completed the Sobeys Store Manager in Training, MIT, franchise program in May 2021. Sobeys first opened under the management of his parents, Tom and Susan, in March 1998, and while growing up in the family-owned business, Vesely realized his aspirations of continuing in his parents' successful footsteps. "I think generational businesses are always really cool because you can carry on, you can keep building. There's a legacy and a standard to uphold," he said. "You do your best to carry on and improve." As a future business operator in a small town, Vesely has learned much from his parents and what it takes to be successful. He is also learning the importance of serving the people of his community. "It ends up being more of a people business. Whether it's staff that work for you or people walking into the front door, you're dealing with people on both ends," said Vesely, noting the importance of adapting, changing, and focusing on certain areas to move the business forward. "We have to give them fresh produce, we have to give them good service and great quality." Meeting those challenges and learning on the job are areas he has focused on under the guidance of his parents. "I'm very proud of him because it's always been his mandate to stay in the grocery industry. He's really worked hard to get where he's at, and I'm proud that he's recognized for those efforts, for being the next generation to move our business forward," said Tom Vesely, noting the traits he's passed on include learning patience and looking at the long game, understanding your people and working with them to bring out the best in them, and leading by example. "It's what we've tried to instill in him and to learn every job. It's not that he's going to be put into a management position, he's got to know all the way from sweeping the floor to cleaning up the grease traps how the operation is, and that's how you learn the respect and how you understand the business." The younger Vesely is also a member of a new committee with the Canadian Federation of Independent Grocers tasked with helping the sector attract and retain the next generation of talent. The committee was first created prior to the pandemic and has evolved to include the areas of manufacturing and packaging, in addition to next-generation retailers. One of the projects they are currently working on involves a scholarship program that will assist young people working for a retailer in the grocery industry. "A lot of it, committee work, is retaining and also the idea of how to recruit people to get into the grocery industry," he said. While he continues to learn about the business as a franchise operator in training, he is staying focused on the work ahead of him, both at the store level and on the committee, and welcomes opportunities to grow the business and have an impact on the grocery industry, while better serving the community. "It's definitely about the connection you build, both with your employees and with customers," said Vesely. "I think that speaks to why they want to stick around, and with customers, you're building that connection, you're building retention. That's really your goal and the best you can do." Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.